You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. The state of Wyoming is suing the Department of the Interior. It says the agency failed to meet the 12-month deadline for making a decision on Wyoming's petition to take the grizzly bear population in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem off the endangered species list. That petition was submitted to the DOI in January of last year. According to the governor's office, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined in February of this year that they need to initiate further study into Wyoming's petition. So, the state is suing, saying the federal agency missed the 12-month deadline and that they need to take action on delisting the grizzly bear. Governor Mark Gordon says it's time for the agency to be held accountable. A federal judge has ruled in a trespassing case involving our region's checkerboard pattern of land ownership. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports, he decided in favor of four hunters over one landowner.
Corner crossing involves passing from one public parcel to another by stepping over a common point on a map shared by private property. It's been a legal gray area in the West, where land is often arranged in a checkerboard pattern. Four Missouri hunters corner crossed a couple of years ago and were sued by a wealthy southern Wyoming landowner. He argued they trespassed in his airspace and caused more than $7 million in damages, even though the hunters never stepped foot on his property. Those claims were dismissed last week in what a major sportsmen's association calls a win for public access. More than 8 million acres in the U.S. are considered corner-locked. The judge said federal law prohibits landowners from blocking access to them. Lawyers representing the hunters told the publication Wyofile that they expect an appeal to this ruling. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
Jackson parking lots will be getting a layer of protection for the summer months to come to try and stop potholes and cracking. Over the next couple of days, Public Works street crews will seal the lots at Snow King Event Center and the one on Deloney between Willow and King Streets, which will help protect asphalt and fix unevenness. And the east end of the fairgrounds will also get a dust guard to solidify the driving surface and cut down on dirt. The community is asked to avoid the site through Friday. The rest of the fairgrounds will be dust guarded in the coming weeks after the area is clear of mud from snowmelt. After a historically harsh winter in southeast and south central Wyoming, the death toll to wildlife is only now being fully revealed. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports that's why pronghorn hunting tags are being cut at unprecedented levels.
The sublet pronghorn herd is one of the largest in the country, and officials estimate that at least half have died over this winter. That's about 20,000 animals. Mark Goki with the Game and Fish says after the snow melted, they could literally see all the dead carcasses between Pinedale and Farson.
They're kind of easy to pick out once the snow melts because of the white on the pronghorn. And you would see white spots just kind of dotted out across the sagebrush.
Much of this death is because of the extreme cold and a rare pneumonia disease. Goki says the agency is further cutting pronghorn hunting tags. Previously, they were slashed by half. Now it's 75%. He says it'll likely take several years for the herd to recover. One silver lining is that all the moisture has made for great feeding for the animals. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
You're listening to KHOL. Jackson Hole Community Radio.